Usually, when a clinician writes up a rehab protocol, it goes on a piece of paper that, let's be real, just ends up crumpled at the bottom of a gym bag.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or lost under the passenger seat of their car.
Right. So welcome to today's deep dive. We are so glad you're here because today we're looking at a much better alternative, the XR healthcare plan.
It really is a massive upgrade for patient compliance. We're unpacking the official documentation today to highlight like two secret weapon workflows you should definitely build into your clinical routine.
Yeah, think of the care plan as a a smart digital prescription pad, one that actually follows the patient home, unpacks the equipment, and cues up their exact exercises.
Exactly. And as a quick refresher, because it does more than people realize, the care plan is that tool in the clinician web platform where you build personalized schedules. You pick the VR environments, you set the parameters.
And once you save it, it automatically syncs to the patient's VR headset, plus their myXR Health phone app, right?
Right, so they just see their schedule for the week and press play. But now that we know what the foundation is, how do we actively use it to save time?
Well, let me actually push back on something here regarding the live telehealth sessions.
Okay, go for it.
If the care plan is primarily designed for independent home practice, using it during a live session feels, I don't know, a bit redundant. Like I'm already right there on Zoom with them. I can just launch the environments myself.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. It does sound backward at first. But you really have to look at the psychology of habit building here.
Okay, how so?
Well, the workflow hack is to preload the day's activities into the care plan before your call even starts. Then, when the VR portion begins, instead of you pushing the environments to them, you literally ask the patient to open My Plan and select the session themselves.
Oh, I see. So I'm removing myself as the bottleneck. I don't have to scramble to manually search for activities while they just wait on camera.
Yeah, precisely. It is way faster. But more importantly, you're driving habituation. Like, if they navigate that menu while you are sitting right there as a safety net, they get super comfortable doing it.
It makes total sense. That muscle memory directly translates to higher compliance when they are finally alone in their living room.
Exactly. You are teaching them how to fish, basically.
Right. And there's another really cool detail from the patient's perspective here. Since they actually read your notes in VR right before a session starts, you want to keep those notes short and action-oriented.
Right, they shouldn't just be administrative shorthand.
Exactly, yeah. Something like focus on slow, controlled movements today. That acts as this crucial cognitive primer right before they start the physical work.
That's a really great tip. So, okay, say you've spent the time building this highly customized weekly progression, right? And the patient is tracking beautifully.
Yeah.
In a busy practice, you do not want to manually reconstruct that specific sequence from scratch the next time a similar patient walks in.
Oh, definitely not. That is a fast track to burnout. So how do we avoid recreating the wheel?
This is where templates come in. The system actually lets you save an entire Wix structure, so the environments, the progression, as a reusable template.
Wait, really? So if I've got an effective protocol for, say, an acute rotator cuff repair, I just save that architecture.
Yep, you just hit save as template, give it a name, and you're done. Next time you have a patient with that profile, you import the template, set a start date, and bam, the week is ready in seconds.
That's amazing. What if I'm treating a totally new condition, though?
Well, XR Health has ready-made general templates too, so you can always pull from their library as a solid starting point.
Okay, that handles individual scaling. But what if I'm treating a whole group? Say I have a cohort starting a post-op knee protocol this week.
Oh, you're gonna love this. You can actually select multiple patients using checkboxes.
No way, like all at once?
Yeah, all at once. You just grab the whole cohort, click Assign Care Plan Template, and apply that baseline to everyone simultaneously.
Wow, so it ensures consistency across the group, and I don't have to do the repetitive data entry. That is a massive time saver.
It really is. It fundamentally shifts how we scale remote care.
So just pulling this all together for you today. Use the care plan in live sessions to streamline your setup and foster patient independence, right? And then leverage templates to duplicate your best work across your caseload.
Perfect summary. And if you want the full step-by-step documentation on how to actually click through these workflows, definitely head over to the XR Health Clinician Help Center.
Absolutely. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final provocative thought to mull over.
Oh, lay it on me.
Think about the companion myXR Health app. Patients can open it and see their overall weekly completion percentage rate.
Right, the little progress bar.
Exactly. Think about how that simple UI element, just watching a progress bar fill up, might subconsciously shift a patient's mindset.
Oh, wow. Like moving from a passive recipient of healthcare to becoming the active owner of their rehab journey?
Exactly. It's powerful stuff. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Check out the Help Center, and we'll catch you next time.